Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Drake is going back-to-back years to the NCAA tournament. I was watching their championship game up against Indiana State this past weekend, and their head coach is Darren DeVries, is kind enough to join us right now as they get set to see where their name is going to get called and what seed they're going to get coming up on Sunday. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations. Appreciate the time, and thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So how do you kind of put this into words? Back-to-back years going to the NCAA tournament. This group win another Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship. When you were walking off the court and I had a few days to kind of process it, just what comes to mind?
Well, I think the best part is we get this whole week to enjoy it. That's the advantage of having your tournament week before everybody else. Is got nobody prepare for. We just get to sit and watch games and be a fan this week as we get closer and closer to Selection Sunday. But obviously a great feeling, you know, being able to do it again this year with a 10 new guys on our roster compared to last year where we had, you know, guys that had been with us for a long time. So kind of two different unique teams that were able to accomplish it. But right now it's sit back and relax.
But the guys that did return, you know, you always wonder when you have such a successful season if you're going to be able to replicate it. Maybe with some success, guys get complacent. With the players that did return, why wasn't that the case for your squad?
Well, I think we had great leadership with Darnell Brody and then Tucker DeVries. Those two had played a lot of minutes, important minutes for us last year. And then we had four other guys too that contributed last year's team, so they had that experience as well coming into the year. And I thought they did a great job of getting all the new guys kind of up to speed on the way we like to do things. And as the year went on, you could see them growing more and more together each day.
Darren DeVries here with us. His squad going to be playing in the NCAA tournament next week. He's the head coach of Drake, back-to-back Missouri Valley Conference championships. So now you've had sustained success, right? This is your third time going to be playing in the NCAA tournament as a head coach. Just how have you guys kind of built this thing, not only to move it in the right direction, but to sustain that success? Just wondering.
I think it all starts in your locker room. You know, we have great players, great personalities in there. They all, believe in one another and what we're trying to do. I think that's important for any team. It's not just the starters, it's everybody in that locker room that has to be on the same page and connected towards, trying to continue to achieve higher level of success. And they've done a great job of maintaining that the last 6 years.
I could tell that you really enjoy coaching your son, Tucker, who's the star of the team. Sometimes I talk to coaches and they're like, that experience coaching my son didn't go as I envisioned it. Other guys absolutely love it. How has the experience been? I even see the smile on your face. I know it means so much, not only you, but also your family.
Yeah, I've absolutely loved it. I know Tucker has as well. It's one of those things when you're in this profession, you miss a lot of things when they're growing up, you know, weekend tournaments and things because you're recruiting or having your own games. But now I get to do something a lot of parents can only dream of doing. And that's, getting to interact with your son on a daily basis in college. You know, normally you just get you get a call, maybe a few word answers, but I get to sit down and have lunch with him every day, and the trips, the travel, the games. What an awesome experience.
Now, usually you have good scouting reports, but they did bring it up on the broadcast that you thought Tucker at first was going to be a walk-on, and that's what you used to tell the old staff at Creighton. So what happened with the scouting report of your own kid back in the day?
Yeah, I might have misevaluated that one. I think I was basing it solely off of his genetics, like he had no chance because of me. So that's where the evaluation came from. I was blaming it on my own genetics, that there's no way he would get to this level.
You know, I'm not comparing myself, obviously, to a basketball player. But my dad, when I first, who's in the radio business, he said to me, don't get involved in this business. You don't want to do that. Was there at all any skepticism from you? You know, I know it's probably a coach's dream to be able to coach their son and develop, your own kid. But was there ever any doubt when your son wanted to play a lot of basketball and maybe just trying to humble him a little bit and put some limitations on him?
No, not really. I think it's just something that we our whole family actually just love the sport, love to compete, it's been such a fun process to watch him grow up and now obviously getting to coach him.
When did you start to realize, okay, maybe the scouting report wasn't so great? I have something special here.
I think between his sophomore and junior year, to let myself off the hook, he did grow 4 inches after the evaluation. So you got to factor that in. But no, I think that's when he kind of started to make his jump, that I maybe needed to reassess my evaluation skills.
Darren DeVries here with us, the head coach of Drake. You know, a lot of people parachute into the sport this time of the year from a far and a broad surface. Everyone's going to talk about you. Everyone's going to talk about your son. What else do you want people to know about this year's version of Drake's basketball team?
I think when you watch them, just watch how much fun they have and how hard they play. I think that's that says a lot about what we have going as a program and the type of guys that we have and how much they just love competing. And that's what it's supposed to be about. And that's what we try to do, is have fun with it every day. And hopefully success comes with it. And that certainly helps put more smiles on the faces.
Now, how do you kind of react? We always try to wonder where you guys are going to be placed. You guys play in a very good conference. You just won the conference. I saw Lenardi had you guys as a 10 seed. Do you think that's like about right? That's about fair? That's what you guys are expecting when Selection Sunday rolls around?
Yeah, I think we're right in there, in that 10-11 seed, somewhere in there. Once you get in, it's just it's not really about what seed you are. It's you got to go play well now. And so whenever that pops up on that screen Sunday night, you get to work and hopefully on that Thursday or Friday we can go put together a good 40 minutes.
Now, just wondering, how much does previous experience for you actually matter when that ball tips up in the air? They throw that ball up in the air on Thursday and Friday, like through all your stops at Creighton and then what you've done so far in the NCAA tournament at Drake. How much does that at all help you as a coach as you get set to coach another tourney?
I think it helps a lot. I think, A, for our players too, the ones that played in it last year. But as a coach, having been through it as an assistant and a head coach, I think it helps with your mindset of making sure that you don't get too wrapped up into the moment and forget to play. And that it sounds like, well, that's crazy, but it's easy to do. You got friends and family and everybody, talking about how great you are and all these things. And then the game comes and it's like, oh yeah, we got to play the way we've played all year. If we want to try to advance and to make sure that you got the right mindset coming into that game.
Yeah, and you know this, when you're the underdog, if you have a good start and you're within striking distance or you have the lead at halftime, then all the pressure goes on to the other team and the entire building. Most of the time, it's, majority of it is a neutral crowd. Then the building starts to go with the underdog. So is there anything, without knowing the opponent right now, that you're going to play that you could do this week before Selection Sunday happens to kind of make sure that your team's ready to go coming up on Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a lot we can do in terms of game prep. I think it's more about us just staying sharp, making sure you maintain your edge that you have that's helped make you successful. But outside of that, it's there's not a lot. You're not putting in a whole new offense or defense or anything like that. So it's just staying sharp And try not to get anybody hurt, you know, between now and then too.
Yeah. Last thing I'll ask you, Coach Darren DeVries from the Drake basketball team. They're going to be in the NCAA tournament once again next week. You were an assistant for a long time when you got this job years ago. Why did you know, or why did you think that this was the right fit for you and your family to be able to now have this run and have the success that we've seen the last few seasons?
Yeah, I saw a lot of similarities between Drake and Creighton, a school I was at for almost 20 years, and just thought there was a blueprint there that we could try and follow. Thankfully, we've had a lot of support here as well that kind of rallied behind it over the course of these last 6 years, and that's given us a chance to be successful.
Well, Coach Darren DeVries, good luck coming up next week. We'll be excited to hear and see when your name's going to get called coming up on Sunday. Thanks so much for doing this.
Awesome. Thank you.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.